Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hi, and welcome to LifeSpring Hymn Stories number 240. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 108 through 114. Are you ready? Let's begin. Psalms chapter 108, a psalm of David. I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. Awake, O stringed instrument and harp. I will wake up at dawn. I will give you thanks before the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to you before foreigners. For your loyal love extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O Lord. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Deliver by your power and answer me, so that the ones you love may be safe. God has spoken in his sanctuary. I will triumph. I will parcel out Shechem. The valley of Succoth I will measure off. Gilead belongs to me, as does Manasseh. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah, my royal scepter. Moab is my washbasin. I will make Edom serve me. I will shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will lead me into the fortified city? Who will bring me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? O God, you do not go into battle with our enemies. Give us help against the enemy, for any help men might offer is futile. By God's power we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. Psalms chapter 109. For the music director, a psalm of David. O God, whom I praise, do not ignore me, for they say cruel and deceptive things to me. They lie to me. They surround me and say hateful things. They attack me for no reason. They repay my love with accusations, but I continue to pray. They repay me evil for good and hate for love. Appoint an evil man to testify against him. May an accuser stand at his right side. When he is judged, he will be found guilty. Then his prayer will be regarded as sinful. May his days be few. May another take his job. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children roam around begging, asking for handouts as they leave their ruined home. May the creditor seize all he owns. May strangers loot his property. May no one show him kindness. May no one have compassion on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off. May the memory of them be wiped out by the time the next generation arrives. May his ancestors' sins be remembered by the Lord. May his mother's sin not be forgotten. May the Lord be constantly aware of them and cut off the memory of his children from the earth. For he never bothered to show kindness. He harassed the oppressed and needy and killed the disheartened. He loved to curse others, so those curses have come upon him. He had no desire to bless anyone, so he has experienced no blessings. He made cursing a way of life, so curses poured into his stomach like water and seeped into his bones like oil. May a curse attach itself to him like a garment one puts on or a belt one wears continually. May the Lord repay my accusers in this way, those who say evil things about me. O Sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Because your loyal love is good, deliver me, for I am oppressed and needy, and my heart beats violently within me. I am fading away like a shadow at the end of the day. I am shaken off like a locust. I am so starved, my knees shake. I have turned into skin and bones. I am disdained by them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Because you are faithful to me, deliver me. Then they will realize this is your work and that you, Lord, have accomplished it. They curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be humiliated, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be covered with shame and draped in humiliation as if it were a robe. I will thank the Lord profusely in the middle of a crowd. I will praise him because he stands at the right hand of the needy to deliver him from those who threaten his life. Psalms chapter 110, a psalm of David. Here is the Lord's proclamation to my Lord. Sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool. The Lord extends your dominion from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people willingly follow you when you go into battle. On the holy hills at sunrise, the dew of your youth belongs to you. The Lord makes this promise on oath and will not revoke it. You are an eternal priest after the pattern of Melchizedek. O Sovereign Lord, at your right hand he strikes down kings in the day he unleashes his anger. He executes judgment against the nations. He fills the valleys with corpses. He shatters their heads over the vast battlefield. From the stream along the road he drinks, then he lifts up his head. Psalms 111. Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the godly and the congregation. The Lord's deeds are great, eagerly awaited by all who desire him. His work is majestic and glorious, and His faithfulness endures forever. He does amazing things that will be remembered. The Lord is merciful and compassionate. He gives food to the faithful followers. He always remembers His covenant. He announced that He would do mighty deeds for His people, giving them a land that belonged to other nations. His acts are characterized by faithfulness and justice. All His precepts are reliable. They are forever firm and should be faithfully and properly carried out. He delivered His people. He ordained that His covenant be observed forever. His name is holy and awesome. To obey the Lord is the fundamental principle for wise living. All who carry out His precepts acquire good moral insight. He will receive praise forever. Psalms chapter 112. Praise the Lord! How blessed is the one who obeys the Lord, who takes great delight in keeping His commands. His descendants will be powerful on the earth. The godly will be blessed. His house contains wealth and riches. His integrity endures. In the darkness, a light shines for the godly, for each one who is merciful, compassionate, and just. It goes well for the one who generously lends money and conducts his business honestly, for he will never be upended. Others will always remember one who is just. He does not fear bad news. He is confident. He trusts in the Lord. His resolve is firm. He will not succumb to fear before he looks in triumph on his enemies. He generously gives to the needy. His integrity endures. He will be vindicated and honored. When the wicked see this, they will worry. They will grind their teeth in frustration and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Psalms chapter 113. Praise the Lord! Praise, you servants of the Lord! Praise the name of the Lord! May the Lord's name be praised now and forevermore. From east to west, the Lord's name is deserving of praise. The Lord is exalted over all the nations. His splendor reaches beyond the sky. Who can compare to the Lord our God, who sits on a high throne? He bends down to look at the sky and the earth. He raises the poor from the dirt and lifts up the needy from the garbage pile, that he might seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman of the family a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 114. When Israel left Egypt, when the family of Jacob left a foreign nation behind, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his kingdom. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan River turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why do you flee, O sea? Why do you turn back, O Jordan River? Why do you skip like rams, O mountains, like lambs, O hills? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned a rock into a pool of water, a hard rock into springs of water. What great imagery that was in the last psalm we read. God is mighty. God is awesome. God is wonderful. God is faithful. God is a wonderful provider and protector. All these are themes in the Psalms and are wonderful to be remembered and thought about. Thank you so much for being with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.